Dave, Shane is on the line and wants to follow up on your neutrino story. Hello, Shane.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Following the reconfirmed results that a neutrino can travel faster than light, how does it follow that, this is what I don't understand, how does it follow that time travel could be possible?
Essentially, if you take all of Einstein's equations, first thing it says is that to go at the speed of light, you need an infinite amount of energy, which kind of means that going any faster of it, and that if you're only faster than the speed of light, if you get to go at the speed of light, you need an infinite amount of energy and all the equations explode and everything breaks. But if you can kind of, if you put the numbers where you're going faster than the speed of light in there, you sort of get some results which sort of seem a bit meaningful. It sort of gives the appearance that that time appears to be going backwards for you if you were sort of sitting on the neutrino. And it kind of essentially makes the direction which you're travelling in seem to look a bit mathematically, look more like a time axis, and time look more like a normal axis. So it's possible that space and time gets really confused for you if you're going faster than the speed of light. But fundamentally, what I said at the beginning was that all of our sort of maths, all of our physics breaks if you can go faster than the speed of light, which means we don't really know until we can actually test it and we get a better theory.